You're listening to In Play Radio. This is James. I'm joined by Anthony McGrath, the former Yorkshire and England cricketer, current Essex coach. Mags, we're looking ahead to this third one-day international between South Africa and England. England, two up in the series, one big win, one tight win. Full of confidence, I guess, going into this third one.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it was close, as you say, down in Southampton. Could have gone either way, I think. Wood bowling a fantastic over. At the end, it looked like David Miller had just done enough for South Africa, but again, two good teams. We might see a few changes, maybe from both teams, just to get players a run through before the start of the Champions Trophy. But I think, as we've said in previous ones, there's not much between the teams, and I think South Africa can win this game to make it 2-1.
And Ben Stokes with that 100, we were worried about his fitness prior to the second ODI, but he looked pretty fit to me.
Yeah, he did. I mean, we did talk about him, didn't we? That he can be so destructive. Him and Butler played some amazing shots, and again, a tremendous innings. He's carried on his form from the IPL, and it just shows he's starting to be England's real talisman now.
It's not to be underestimated, the fact that England are 2-0 up in this series. They're playing the team ranked top of the ODI tree by the ICC. South Africa got some mean talent in that lineup. England are doing really well here.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, as I said, South Africa are not rated number one in the world for nothing. They've got some quality players itself. It's just that England have managed to be better than them in these first two, but you could never write South Africa off. And as I say, I just think they'll take into account how they played in Southampton. I think they'll just beat England, but it's a pick 'em really. I think you could argue a case for both teams.
Well, that's exactly how the compilers have it, Mags. It's 10 to 11 each team. You're siding with South Africa here. If we look at the enhanced markets, if we go down the South African side this time, South Africa to score the most sixes and win is 5-2. AB de Villiers to be the top South Africa bat, and South Africa to win the game is 7-1. And Imran Tahir to be the top South African bowler, and South Africa to win is 6-1. Any of those appeal to you?
Yeah, I mean, I do like Tahir, but he didn't play in the last game. Whether he'll come back in and bowl, I mean, Lord's not renowned really for its spin. I think Quinton de Kock appeals to me more than AB de Villiers, even though de Villiers looked good the other day. So probably Tahir would be a decent shout. But I do like Rabada as well. I thought he was back on form, having had an off day at Headingley.
South Africa to score the most sixes and win is maybe worth a shout, because if they do win it, they've got some big hitters in that lineup.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, both are blessed in the batting department. Really, really exciting it is. And I think that's probably one I like on the enhanced odds rather than the players one. I think South Africa to get more sixes and win just gives you a little bit more value than the, as you say, the 10 to 11 each way.
Well, that's a 5-2 shot. If you look at the batting and the bowling markets, then we'll start with England. Joe Root heads the field 3-1. Alex Hales 100-30. Owen Morgan, the captain, 4-1. Jason Roy 4-1. Ben Stokes 13-2. The Centurion. Johnny Bairstow 8-1. Joss Butler 8-1. The rest bigger. Where would you put your money there?
Yeah, I mean, I've gone for Root in the last two, and he's played nicely with without getting a big score. Obviously, Morgan and Stokes have took the headlines with their innings, but I'm going to go with Alex Hales. I think he's looked in good form without getting that the big one, 60-odd, obviously, but he's someone who we've seen in the past when he gets in, he can go really big and be really destructive. And I think at Lord's, with the field up in the first power play, I think it could be Hales' day.
Well, he's 100-30 shot. That's Magsy's shout for the England top batsman. For South Africa, AB de Villiers 100-30. Same for Hashim Amla and Quinton de Kock. Faf du Plessis is in there at 4-1. David Miller 7-1. JP Duminy 7-1, and the rest bigger. Some very, very good batsmen in that lineup. It's tough to pick a top bat there.
Yeah, again, I think you could make a case for most of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Quinton de Kock. I think he looks superb down at the GS ball. Again, if he'd have stayed in, probably South Africa would have won. But I think, again, batting up front at Lord's in the power play, similar to Alex Hales, I think he can get South Africa off to a good start, and him to go on and get a good score.
For England in the bowling market, Wokes is the favourite, 100-30 for him. Adil Rashid 7-2. Liam Plunkett, who picked up a threefer down at Southampton, 7-2. Mark Ward, who bowled that great last over, 7-2. And David Willey 4-1. Jake Ball 4-1. Ben Stokes 9-2. Plenty to go out there. Moen Ali 11-2. Joe Root 20-1. Nine bowlers listed there, and they could all play, couldn't they?
They could. Again, I think you've got to look at the teams. I mean, I picked Wokes last game and he didn't play. Ball was expensive. I thought Wood and Plunkett bowled really well. I'm going to go with my pick from last game who didn't play. I think he'll come in and play this game, having rested. I think Woakes, as I said, he's been really impressive over the last 12 to 18 months. And I think, you know, again, England will look for him to really spearhead the attack, especially in the Champions Trophy. So if he plays, I'd be going for Woakes. If he misses out again, I'd lean towards Mark Wood.
But England did say prior to this series starting, they're obviously taking this series seriously, but it is a warm-up series, really, for both sides ahead of the Champions Trophy. They're going to try and get all of their players at least one game, aren't they? Which is why they have run the changes in the team selection.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, maybe Plunkett may miss out because he's played the two games. Might see Willie come back in. I said Woakes could come back in. Jake Ball might miss this one as well, having had a game. So I think on these kind of markets, it's good to have a look at the teams once the toss has been announced, and I think you can make your decision from there.
Let's have a look at the Proteas bowling attack then. Imran Tahir, 3-1, we already talked about him. Kahisa Rabada, 100-30, he's a player I really like. I think he's got a massive future for South Africa. Chris Morris, 7-2. Morning Morkel, 7-2. Wayne Parnell, 4-1, the rest bigger.
Yeah, Rabada I'm going to go with. I think as I say, he had a stint in county cricket, and he looks really, really an outstanding talent. A little bit out of sorts at Headingley, but I thought he was excellent on a flat pitch at the Aegeus Bowl. I think the slope will help him at Lord's. Again, will South Africa rest him ahead of the Champions Trophy? Maybe. If they do and Tahir comes in, I'd be leaning towards Imran Tahir because he'll be wanting to play and get his name on that team sheet. I think he's a lot to play for if Tahir plays, so don't be surprised if he picks up some wickets as well.
You've played cricket around the world. I mean, Rabada's obviously South African, he's played in the IPL as well. How long would it take him? Would you expect him to maybe take two or three games to just get used to English surfaces again?
Yeah, maybe, but I think South Africa and him was really smart last year. He came over and played for Kent, and I think that stint will really do him the world of good. He knows now the English conditions. He did really well for Kent, and as you say, it did take a couple of games for Kent to get going, but once he did, he was fantastic. So I think that's a big plus for South Africa. Someone like him has played in this country before, knows the conditions, you know, and he's played in all these grounds he's going to be playing on, so I think he's a real plus for South Africa.
I saw an interview with him where he was looking forward to playing at Lords for South Africa against England, and it's a big for overseas players. The Lords games are massive, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, it's not called the home of cricket for nothing, and you know, the England players who play there regular, it's always a pleasure to play there. But as you say, the overseas touring teams, that's the game they look at. When do we play at Lords? You know, just the history and tradition, and often you see the teams raising their game because it is Lords, and that's what something, you know, England are up against, really, that oppositions can raise the game to play better there.
Finally, let's have a look at the man of the match markets, which I like. It gives you some decent odds and some very good players. Joe Root is favourite at 8-1. AB de Villiers 9-1. The rest are slightly bigger than that. But where would you go there? Would you pick an all rounder? We talked about the all rounder market last time.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned, didn't we, Butler, Root and Stokes, I think, last time. I think on this particular market, because the odds are good, you can pick two or three, and it gives you an interest throughout the game. So I think with England, you have to say it every time, you'd have to go Stokes, because he bats and balls, and if he comes off again like he did the other day, then he's going to win another award. I think having predicted South Africa to win, I think a couple of their players, I think Quinton de Kock up front, obviously, is behind the stumps as well, so he's kind of an all-rounder. I'd have a look, be looking at him, and he'd probably put in there AB de Villiers as well, because he's someone who can potentially go big and get a 150 in a one-day game. So I'd be looking at de Kock, Stokes for England, and AB de Villiers.
Well, de Kock is 10-1, Stokes is 12-1, AB de Villiers is 9-1. If you split your stakes across those three, you're going to be a happy little punter come the end of the ODI. Anthony McGrath, thank you very much for your time once again.
Pleasure, thank you.